Blog Talk Radio. Well, thank you so much for joining us on tonight's session of Breaking the Silence. And on tonight, we definitely just wanted to go into prayer, a time of intercession for those who may have found yourself in a domestic violence situation, an abusive relationship, no matter what the form of the abuse. We wanted to stand in the gap. We wanted to pray on tonight for children who've witnessed domestic violence. We want to pray on tonight for someone who perhaps does not understand their anger, doesn't understand that spirit of rage that's moving in you and moving against you, and you so want to be released from that thing. On tonight, we just want to stand in a time of intercession and stand in the gap on your behalf on tonight. This is your host, Pastor Katie Pierce, and I'm the director for Hope Alliance, Inc., and Hope Alliance is an acronym that stands for Healing Opportunities Proposed for Everyone. And so on tonight, as we stand in the gap on your behalf, those of you who may be listening to us via someone may have sent it to you on Facebook, may have sent this blog to you on Facebook, or just told you to listen in, and I pray now in Jesus' name that it'll minister to you. I pray now that you will share with anyone who may find themselves going through domestic violence or just want to get out of that spirit of rage. Amen. And we've talked about and had so many sessions previously about domestic violence and what it looks like. We've talked about those who find themselves in being a person that's captivated by rage and don't know how to get out of it. You know that you don't need to do this. You understand that it's not something that you want to do. You want to be released from that spirit of control. Amen. You want to be released from being a narcissist, and God is able to do that. God is able to do that on tonight. We understand and we believe that there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. Amen. And so we appreciate again your joining in with us on tonight. And we look forward to what God is preparing and getting ready to do. And so we just wanted to come to you on tonight talking about some of the scriptures we'll be praying for. Those of you who are married, perhaps your husband is abusive and you don't understand it. We recently came across an article of one of our most infamous gospel artists who found himself being arrested for domestic violence. His wife shared how she had been going through it for a long period of time, and she had just decided that it was time for her to call and get an order of protection against him. And he has not confessed and said. We talked about godly repentance, what it looks like to repent when you're a person that is the perpetrator and you're the one who's bringing violence against somebody. We talked about godly repentance and what that looks like. That's the start of your getting deliverance. That's the start, is admitting your wrongs. Amen. Admitting that you've done wrong, repenting before the Lord, repenting to the person who you perpetrated. And you know what I want to say too, is repenting also to children who've had to witness that domestic violence and counseling, how imperative and how important it is for the family unit to receive counseling, to be healed from it. And so on tonight, as we just prepare to go into prayer, I would like for those of you who are listening to call somebody. Let them know we're on the line. Call somebody that you know is going through domestic violence, and you know they need prayer. You know they need strength to be able to endure and to get godly wisdom as to how to go forward in that particular situation. Those of you who may be listening to this blog via Facebook and you know somebody who's going through, we adjure you now to share this information. The thing that I always say is that silence is not golden when it comes to domestic violence. Domestic violence, biggest help is silence. And so we've got to put a voice to domestic violence. We've got to begin to hear the cry of the person that's sitting in the pew, for those who may be a pastor or a women's leader or a women's ministry leader, whatever your function, a Sunday school teacher. You're the Sunday school teacher for the adult women's class. Watch this. You may be even the youth leader, because domestic violence does not know age. I tell you, domestic violence is non-discriminatory. It goes for whomever. And so we have to begin to understand and begin to have an ear to hear and eyes to see spiritually those who are crying without a drop of a tear. Come on, somebody. And so we've got to begin to reach out to those in the church and begin to pray, begin to stand in intercession, and begin to give help. Let's give voice. Let's give a voice to domestic violence. Let's eradicate it, especially from the church, especially from the church. Amen. Let's eradicate domestic violence. Let's answer the cry of the one that's in the pew. Amen. Let's not turn a deaf ear anymore to those who are reaching out and trying to get help. Amen. And so the Bible talks about husband loves your wives and do not be harsh with them. This is a biblical scripture that's coming from Colossians 3:19. Husband, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Amen. Husband, likewise, 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, husband, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life. So your prayers be not hindered. And just understanding that when we have all in our family, when we are not lining up, when we're not in agreement, these things, according to 1 Peter 3:7, this can hinder our prayer life. So the first thing we want to pray for, we want to pray for our men. We want to pray for husbands. We want to pray for young men, teenage boys, who for the rap industry brought in an era or a time frame of violence. You remember when rapping was so demeaning to women and how our young people got an ear to that and the respect level for women just countervolted, just went down to a place. We want to begin to stand in intercession for our men. So those of you who are on the line, those of you who know, you know your son is beating up his girlfriend. You know your son is beating his wife. You know that your grandchildren are living in fear of their father. I adjure you on today as we stand in intercession. I adjure you on today for godly wisdom that you will be able to intervene. Hallelujah. Oh, yay, God. Oh, wonderful, wonderful Jesus. So, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, and we come now, God, standing in the gap, Lord God. We stand in the gap for our men. We stand in the gap, oh, Lord God, for husbands and for sons and for uncles, oh, Lord God, who have found themselves in a place and in a position, oh, Lord God, of rage and anger, Father, and they don't even understand what's really going on, oh, Lord God. God, when they apologize and say they're sorry, they're really sorry, oh, Lord God, but they don't even know the next time when that monster is going to show up in them, oh, Lord God. We pray now, first and foremost, God, that you would give them a quickening that they need help, oh, God. We pray now, God, that you would quicken that man or quicken that young boy, oh, Lord God, to pick up a phone, to call somebody, to get the help and the assistance that they're needed, oh, Lord God, to get that monster under control, oh, Lord God. We bind the spirit of rage even now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. We come against the spirit of wrath, oh, Lord God. We bind, oh, God, a Dr. Jekyll and a Mr. Hyde personality now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. Father God, we call on Jehovah Shalom to come in, oh, Lord God, to bring peace, oh, God, to a raging disposition. Bring peace to a raging emotion, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, that spirit will be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray now, God, that some pastor will see that out of control anger, oh Lord God, and that they'll take the necessary step to intervene. We pray now, God, that someone over the men's ministry, oh Lord God, will begin to see, oh Lord God, and take note and not turn a deaf ear, oh Lord God, not turn their head the other way, oh Lord God, but that they'll step in and intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We pray now, God, that you will help them to understand, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, God. We pray now, God, that you will help Jesus Christ, God. Help them, assist them, oh Lord God, in this endeavor, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless that boy, oh Lord God, who's seen perpetrating on his mother, seen disrespect to women, oh Lord God, and you took that on as a form, oh Lord God. We break that now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Father, to intervene, to step in, oh Lord God, and bring peace to that situation, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of pride, God, that would tell them that I'm a man and this is how a man is supposed to happen. This is how a man's supposed to act, God. We bind the spirit of pride right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and we decree that you have no place and no authority, oh Lord God. We bind that haughty spirit, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We bind, oh Lord God, traditionalism. We bind a hereditary thing, oh God. We bind, oh Lord God, that this is the way men act from generation to generation. So we break the curse of a generation of rage. We break the curse of a generation of bitterness now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you have no place and you have no authority. And we command you, devil, to loose your hold now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Break pride. Break that haughty spirit, oh Lord God. Show them, oh Lord God, what your love is, God. Let them know, oh Lord God, that you love them enough that you understand where they are, oh God, but that you have sent help, oh Lord God, in the time of need. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up men. We lift up young boys. We lift them up now in the name of Jesus. High school students, oh Lord God, that are slapping around girls. We lift them up now in the name of Jesus Christ. Expose the enemy, God. Let some counselor, let some teacher at school see this, oh Lord God, behavior, and think enough to step in, to intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. So we bind it now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. We bind it now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And then, God, we release your agape love, Lord God. We release, oh, Lord God, your grace and your favor, oh, God, on these men, oh, God, to be able to know, oh, Lord God, that your desires, oh, Lord God, is that they will prosper and be in health, oh, Lord God. For those, God, who are angry about many other things, God, even as they begin to address, oh, Lord God, the bitterness and the rage, oh, Lord God, we pray now, God, that the root of it will be exposed through counseling, God. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we pray it now in Jesus' name. We come against fear, oh Lord God. We come against their own fear of finding out the root cause, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Deliver them from fear, oh God, fear of the unknown, oh Father God, fear that they won't be helped, oh Lord God, fear that they're going to die alone, God. We ask, God, in Jesus' name, that you would even now intervene on their behalf, oh God. Let them know, oh, Lord God, that you gave yourself so much. You loved us so much, God, that you gave up your life for us, oh, Lord God. Help them to know, God, that you gave up your life. They don't have to give up their life, oh, Lord God, in a physical sense, God. But if they could just die the death of spirituality, God, that you can begin to come in, oh, Lord God, and make your abode with them. Father, you said that you would sup with them, God. We come against the spirit of guilt and shame, oh, Lord God, in men. We come against that now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. We come against it now, Father, in Jesus' name. No more guilt, no more shame, no more condemnation. We bind the spirit of condemnation that says you're not worthy to go to God. You're not worthy to ask God for his forgiveness. You've done it too long. You've been it too bad. We come against that now in the name of Jesus. We bind every lie from the enemy now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the lies of the enemy now, God, that you can be calm, you can be loving, and your love can be consistent. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, oh, God, in Jesus' name, that you will help them to receive your love, God, to receive your forgiveness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help them to receive it, oh, Lord God. Help them to be the men that you're calling for. Help them, oh Lord God, to sit down with their son, sit down with that nephew, sit down with that boy cousin, and begin to tell them that we don't have to be like this. We don't have to succumb to this monster of rage. We don't have to succumb to this monster of bitterness, that we can be the man that God has called us to be, to apologize, to repent, even for the life that they led in front of them, oh Lord God, that this was a direct, I was taking you down a derogatory road, but I want to stop now and say, put it in reverse. Let's go the other way. Let's go the way that God is calling us. Let's be godly men. Let's be men who know how to love and respect women, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, give them an ear to hear. Even now, God, quicken them, oh, Lord God. Even now, in the name of Jesus Christ, there is time. Hallelujah. Their salvation is near. Their salvation is near, God. If they just begin to reach out to you, oh God, repent, cry out to you. You said that those that call upon your name shall be saved, God. We're not just talking about saved in salvation, but we're talking about saved from the attack of the enemy, saved from rage, saved from bitterness, saved from wrath, oh God. Let them know that if they call out your name, God, you promised that you would save them. So, God, we pray this prayer for the men, oh, Lord God. We pray this prayer for those who are fathers, oh, Lord God. We pray this prayer now in the name of Jesus. Step in, oh, God. Rectify the matter, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them know, God, that you call them to be the head of their house, oh, Lord God, that you call them to be godly prince of their home, oh, God, a godly king of their homes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them know, God, that you have a more excellent way for their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Jehovah Shalom, we call on you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, let them know, oh Lord God, for that wife that's been praying for him to turn around, God, that wife, we stand in agreement, oh God, for the wives who are going through, who've been calling out, oh God, we come in agreement with them now, Father, that you turn that situation around. They can be the men that you're calling for in these last and evil days, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we love you. We bless you and we honor you. No more excuses. No more blaming her for the rage. No more blaming the children. No more blaming the job. No more blaming everything else. No more blaming, but accepting responsibility and saying, God, I yield to you. Give myself to you, God. Come in, God, and clean me up, oh God. Clean up my mind, my thoughts, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me, oh God, to take every thought captive, oh God, and bring it to the submission of you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray this for your men, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. So we do love you, and we do honor you, God. And we do know that you're able, oh, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come against, oh, Lord God, those things that they do that excites or exasperates the situation, God. Those who are in alcohol just abusing alcohol, abusing drugs, oh, Lord God. We pray now, God, that you would get them, oh, Father God, to somewhere where they can get assistance, oh, Father, for drugs, for alcohol, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord God. Teach them, oh, Lord God, to desire the sincere milk of your word, oh, Lord God. Teach them, oh, Lord God, to taste and see that you are good, oh, Lord God. Take away those negative tastes, oh, Lord God, for alcohol. Take away the negative taste, God. Purify their palate, oh, Lord God, that they would desire you and you alone, that you would quench the thirst, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, they've been seeking other than you, oh, Father God. Let them seek you, God, the living waters, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we lift up the man before you, God. We lift up men, oh, God, who are angry, who are enraged, God, because they don't have a job or they don't feel like they're taking care of their family. They feel inadequate in some way, oh, Lord God, and they feel like being abusive, God, builds up their manhood. We come against the lie from the enemy now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We pray now, God, for employment, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they would begin to get godly wisdom, oh Lord God, even through counseling, to understand, oh Father, to make themselves available, to make themselves employable, to go back to school, to get the education, God, to get that diploma, whether it's a high school diploma, a college degree, God, they can do it, oh Lord God, because you made them in your image, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You looked at man, you said he was good, oh God, and you created him, God, for purpose, God. So we call forth their purpose, oh Lord God. We even now, God, pray that you help them to know that their dream is not dead, oh Lord God, that you didn't renege on the purpose that you have for their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our man, God, in the name of Jesus. Raise him up, oh God. Raise him up. All is not lost. All is not lost, oh God. Help them to know that, God, that today is the day of a turnaround. Today is the day of a turnaround for them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, yay, God. Today is the day for a turnaround, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. And I hear someone saying, ah, yay, God. But she already left. It's too late. I can't get her back. She's already gone. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I just want to speak to you. I want to speak to you right where you are. I want to say to you right now, first get you some help. Don't worry about it. Be praying. Lift it up before the Lord. God, I want my family back. God, I want to be the man that you called me to be, oh Lord God. I messed up. I messed up, God. I didn't treat her, oh Lord God, like she was precious to me. I didn't treat her like she was my own flesh, and now she's gone, God, and I want to recover. I want to recover my family. I want you to know that there's hope for you, my brother. I want you to know that there's hope for you, my brother. I need for you to reach out. I need for you to pick up a phone. Those of you who have employee assistants at your job, let them know, I need help. I want my family back. And begin to take care of you. Begin to deal with your issues. Don't be so prideful. I come against the spirit. We prayed against the spirit of pride. Do not let pride make you go before a great fall. The Bible says pride comes before a great fall. And your great fall could be losing your family. Your great fall could be a divorce. Your great fall could be losing the best thing that ever happened to you. But there is hope. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. So I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you, my brother. I'm speaking to you. Take the bull by the horn. And taking the bull by the horn for you may look like picking up a phone and saying, look, I need help. Taking the bull by the horn may be calling your pastor and say, you know what, my wife left me and I need to talk to you. I need to talk to somebody and get some help. Taking the bull by the horn may mean calling Hope Alliance, going to our website, reaching out to us, letting us assist you and direct you in the manner of which you don't let pride keep you from reaching out and doing what God will have you to do. And I promise you that as you begin to walk in God and God begins to renew, he begins to restore and he begins to refresh some things in you, God can do it. Can I just speak to another brother who's saying, well, we're already divorced. We're already divorced. She's already remarried. But I need you to be honest with yourself and look at your past relationships. Look at other relationships where you're still volatile. Look at other relationships where women are leaving. It's not all their fault. I need for you, my brother, to accept responsibility so that God can reestablish your footing. I need for you to begin to look at it and be accountable for your actions. And you, too, take the bull by the horn. Take the bull by the horn. Reach out. Come on, come on, come on, men of God. Men of God, God loves you. He didn't reject you. He hasn't given up on you. Don't give up on God. And don't give up on yourself. Amen. I'm reaching out to you. I'm begging of you. I beg of you to begin to turn that thing around. But turning that thing around is going to have to start with you. It's going to have to start with you. Amen. So I need you to do that. I just want to encourage you on today. So, Father, in Jesus' name, as we've reached out to those, oh, Lord God, who you've given us a word for, Father God, we stand now in agreement with them, God, that they'll begin to reach out, oh, Lord God. We stand in agreement with them, oh, Lord God, that you will begin to show them the right way, oh, God. We even ask, God, that you would begin to show them that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. If they just keep walking towards the light, oh, Lord God, to understand and know that Jesus is the light. Come on here. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused. Jesus is the light. If they begin to walk in Jesus, if they begin to walk in the life that which you have called them, oh, Lord God, that you can bring them to a more excellent place, oh, God, in you, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we so thank you, and we so love you, and we so honor you, oh, God. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray for these men, and we count this prayer for men as done. So those of you men who are listening, those of you who have heard, we would love for you to reach out to us. Give us your testimony. Let us know that you've heard the prayers of the righteous, because the Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avails much. And so we stand in unity. We stand in solidarity with you that today is the day of your turnaround. Amen. Amen and amen. I wanted to minister to women. I want to minister to the women on the line. I need for you to begin to understand some things and look at some things. First of all, we've talked about previously in our sessions, we talked about how you're dating, the men that you're choosing, the relationships that you're going into. These are for the unmarried women. Of course, those of you who are already in marriages, you have to begin to understand that God has given you. He said that he made the woman to be a helpmeet to the man. You need to understand your place, your position, and your authority to begin to stand as his intercessor, to begin to intercede, to begin to pray. Amen. To begin, I've also said in previous sessions that you need to get counseling for you, you know, to help you through, to help you as a wife. To help you through. Those of you who are single, you need to make better choices. Don't keep choosing the same kind of guy. I want to read to you, those of you who are single, Proverbs 22, verses 24 through 25 says, make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Amen. Those of you who are single, Proverbs 22:24-25, make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. You don't want to get entangled in a situation, in a circumstance. Am I say being hateful? Am I say being mean? But when you begin to see red flags with some things, direct the brother to get some help. Amen. Come on, let's be honest. Help him. Let him get some help. Let him know he needs some help. And don't you get entangled in that particular situation. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's the scripture that I want to hold on to that. And then I just want to understand and minister to the wives to let them know that God has given you as to be the help me, to stand in intercession, to stand in prayer, to pray for them. 1 Corinthians 7 chapter talks about how the unbelieving husband is saved by the wife. If he's not saved, he doesn't know God, how you can pray him into the household of faith. Amen. That you have some power, that there is some power. Amen. When women begin to pray and stand in intercession for their husband, okay? And so I just want to share that with you, those of you who are married, to know who you are, and then those of you who are single, to know who you are, to really, really begin to take your time. Stop rushing into situations because of fear of being alone, because of fear of being you know, by yourself and things of that nature. You don't want to do that. I want to minister to those of you who are already in a domestic violence situation, or you're trying to come out of a domestic violence situation until God can bring a calm to that thing. I want to minister to you and come against the shame that's associated. I gave in my testimony and talked about the shame that I had with my children when I was in that domestic violence situation, how I felt like they were ashamed of me because I was allowing that thing to happen to us. The guilt and the fear that I had, the fear of the repercussions of leaving and things of that nature. And again, I just want to send out, you know, an indemnity clause that we in no way advocate for divorce. We're not trying to separate families. We're far from that. We actually want to keep the family unit together. Amen. And we understand that there are ways that that can be done. Amen. There are ways that that can be done. So, again, we reach out to you on tonight and say to reach out to us to assist you in that endeavor if you're married, you know, and you really, really don't want to walk away from that domestic violence. I mean, you don't want to walk away from your marriage, but you want to walk away from that violence. Amen. There are ways to help you and to assist you in that and to try to bring that. Our desire is to bring that family unit together. So we just want to begin to pray for the women. We want to pray for the women, whether you're married, whether you're single, for that young girl who's dating somebody in high school and you found him to be very volatile. He's very jealous and things of that nature, and you don't know how to get out of that. We need to cut that before it even starts. We don't even want that to take root and grow. Amen. We want that to walk away, and we want you to redirect him to get some help. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, to glory. We lift up, O Lord God, the women who are on the line who have found themselves in domestic violence. We first and foremost pray for that wife, O Lord God. We pray for that wife, O God, who's going through domestic violence, O Lord God, and do not know which way to turn. We pray for that wife, God, who has children, O Lord God, and has been going through this for years and years and trying to get out, O Lord God, and does not know how to get out, does not know the way, O Lord God. We pray for her. We pray for that woman, O Lord God, who's saved and who loves you, O Lord God, and who's trying to do the things that are pleasing in your sight, O Lord God, but she's finding herself in a domestic violence situation, O Lord God, and she's trying to adhere and hold up to your word, God, because she read in your word that you hate divorce, O Lord God, but she's going through this thing, O Lord God, and she needs direction how to get out. She needs direction what door to go through, O Lord God. She's reaching out to people, but they're not reaching back to her, O Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift her up before you, O God. We lift her up, God, that you would begin to give her godly wisdom, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray now, God, that she would begin to understand and to know how to pray away, O Lord God, until you can begin to fix it, O Lord God, and allow you, O Lord God, the space and the time that's needed, O Lord God, to rectify that situation in that place, God, in the name of Jesus. So we lift up that wife before you, O God. We lift up that mother, O God, who's trying to protect her children and are going through some things, O Lord God, that's not according to your plan, O Lord God. We lift her up before you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, hallelujah, you said that you will with every temptation also make a way for her to escape, O Lord God. We pray for angelic protection, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. We lift her up before you, God. We lift up those children, O God, whose hands are over their ear because they're always hearing yelling and screaming and cursing and things of that nature, O Lord God. We lift them up before you, O Lord God. Their eyes have seen some things that they're too tender to see, O Lord God. Guard their eyes, guard their ears, oh God, be a very present help in the time of their trouble, God. We lift them up. We lift them up, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Show them the direction, oh Lord God. Lead them into a clean way, oh God, into a clear path, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up that single woman, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We pray now, God, that you would begin to show her that she does not need to be desperate for a relationship, oh Lord God, and that she should no longer ignore the red flags, no longer ignore the warning signs, oh Lord God. Show her her plan of escape even now in the name of Jesus. We lift them up. We lift up women before you, God. We lift up that team before you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, because he paid attention, oh Lord God, because he said the things that she desired to hear. She didn't hear it from her father, oh Lord God. So she's been looking for the wrong places, to the wrong places, the wrong men to say things to her, oh God. Hallelujah. She just wanted the father to tell her she she was beautiful and he did. Now she's looking for compliments in the wrong place. Oh, God, guard their ears. Shoo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Guard their ears, oh, God, for those who may have been missing something from a father being in the home and they're trying to find that answer, God, in the wrong relationship. Oh, God, expose the enemy. Expose the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray now, oh God, that you would give an ear of sensitivity, oh Lord God, to those who are in women's ministries, oh Lord God. Give them sensitivity, an ear of sensitivity, God, to seasoned women in the church, oh Lord God, who have the spirit of discernment and know that there's something wrong, God. Teach us how to intervene. Teach us how to stand in the gap on their behalf, oh God. Teach us, oh God, hallelujah, that the silent cry will not go unnoticed, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. So we pray, God, and we bind every spirit of shame right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit, oh Lord God, of what are people going to say about me, oh Lord God. We bind it now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. We bind now, oh God, the lack of confidence in you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We bind now, oh God, that spirit of low esteem, oh Lord God, but that they'll begin to look to you, the author and the finisher of their faith, oh Lord God, that you'll begin to build them up in their holy confidence in you, God, not in themselves, oh God, but give them God confidence to know that the confidence, this is the confidence that we have in you, God. If we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us, oh Lord God. Begin to show them the confidence that they need. It's not in themselves, but that it's confidence in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Build them up in the places, oh God, that the enemy has torn down with negative word, verbal abuse, oh Lord God, emotional abuse, God. Build them up, oh God, in the places that's been torn down in their lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, build them up. Hallelujah. So we lift up women, God. We lift up women. We lift up mothers before you, God. Mothers, oh Lord God, hallelujah, who need to let that daughter know this is not the way, this is not how you should be treated of a man, God, that she'll begin to minister to her daughter and let her know, begin to minister to that girl, that young girl who sees some things that they shouldn't have seen, God, that mothers will begin to minister to them in the name of Jesus Christ and minister to them, God, not out of a hurt place, God, but minister to them out of a place of love and adoration, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, give them the words to say, God. Show them how to start the conversation. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the enemy that tells you you don't have a right to talk to her about that. To look at you. Look at where you're at. Look at what you're in. We bind the enemy that's in your ear telling you that you don't have a voice. Hallelujah. We bind the enemy now in the name of Jesus Christ that would try to tell you you're nobody's example. We bind the enemy. We bind the lie. It's a lie. It's a lie from the enemy. Don't get pulled into the lie of the enemy, but you stand up bold and you begin to tell them what thus says the Lord. Even if you can't tell them about you, just begin to say, God wants better for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plan that I have for you, and it's a plan of good and not of evil to bring you to a perfected end. Oh, begin to minister that. God wants you to come to a perfected end. He wants you to come to a mature end in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against that woman or that thought now that the enemy is telling that woman who didn't finish high school, you can't get a job. You can't be on your own. I come against every spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of fear that would tell you you're going to be alone. You're going to die old maid. Nobody else wants you. I come against the lies of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. I come to tell you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that when God made you, he made a marvelous work. I need you to begin to look in the mirror, even if you don't feel like to look in the mirror and say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a marvelous work of God. God made me this way, and I'm beautiful in him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't allow the enemy to tear you down anymore. through negative words. In the name of Jesus, don't allow the enemy to tell you anymore that you're stupid and that you can't learn. I come against it now in the name of Jesus Christ. I begin to pray for you that you will let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. You have the mind of Christ. You have an unction. You have an unction. The Holy Ghost is in you, and he can bring all things back to your remembrance. Oh, my God, you can receive the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge in the name of Jesus Christ. You can learn. You can get that high school diploma. You can get that college degree in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray it for you now in the name of Jesus. So we come against, we bind the spirit of shame, we bind the spirit of guilt, we bind the spirit of fear and the spirit of loneliness. Hallelujah, God. We bind it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus left on record in the word of God. He said, I would not leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you. He said, I would not leave you, but I'll be with you always. Even until the end of the world, there's such a sweetness in relying on the comfort of God. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to be lonely, and you are never alone. Know that. I minister to you right now. You don't have to be lonely, and you are never alone. I pray for that woman now who said, I can't leave. I can't leave because, you know, I don't have any money. I just want to adjure you right now. I want to speak to you that the word of God says, and my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. I want you to know that God can supply all of your needs. Stop depending on man and depend on God. I'm speaking to you, whoever you are. Wherever you are, God will supply all of your needs. He'll show you where to go. He'll give you a place to live. He'll do it for you. If you would just begin to reach out to him and allow God to do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we pray that for you in Jesus' name. And then, God, we just want to pray for the children. We want to pray for the children who have been seen and witnessed domestic violence, and they don't understand. They don't understand why daddy does that to mommy. They don't understand, you know, why mommy is taking that. They don't understand, God. It's a lot of confusion. Hallelujah, God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the children. We bind the spirit of confusion right now, oh, Lord God. We bind the misrepresentation of the family, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bind the child that don't understand, hallelujah, what a man is and what a man should look like. The little boy who's trying to grow up to be like his father, but his father was not a good representation of you. So we pray now, God, that you'll put somebody in his path, put somebody in his life, God, that'll help direct him into a godly way. We lift up that little girl who grown up to have resentment towards her mother because she didn't understand why her mom took it. And she made a vow and a promise that I'll never be like my mother. Hallelujah. And she hasn't honored her mother. I have pray now, God, that you will help children, even those who have grown up and are adults now, God, help them to understand that your word says to honor your mother and your father. Honor them. Honor them. Hallelujah. So you need to repent. I'm speaking to some teenager. I'm speaking to some adult child who you dishonored your mother. Why did she let that happen to her? Oh, you've built up even a hatred for her. I want you to know that the word of God says to honor him. I need you to repent. Whomever I'm speaking to right now, you're listening. Whoever I'm speaking to right now, I need you to repent and say, God, I repent. I had anger. I was upset with my mom. I even grew a bitterness and a hatred towards her because she allowed them to beat her. I grew a hatred toward my father because he beat my mother and I hated him and I don't want to talk to him ever, ever again. That's not God's way. That's not God's way. Hallelujah. So teach them, God. Teach them how to honor them. Teach them, God, how to rectify a relationship that's been broken. Teach them, oh, Lord God, even as adults or even as teenagers, oh, God, to reach out and get help, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray now, God, for that child who's having nightmares and dreams and who's waking up screaming because of the things that they've witnessed, God. We pray for them. We pray for that child, God, who's going through a different type of abuse. Perhaps it's sexual abuse, oh, God. Perhaps, oh, Lord God, it's physical abuse. God, we pray for children, oh, Lord God, that you will begin to cover them with your blood, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Teach them, God, how to reach out and get help from somebody at school. Teach them, oh, God, how to share what they're going through with a teacher, oh, God, or somebody, oh, God, in authority, God. Teach them, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we lift them up to you now, God. We lift them up to you now, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift them up to you now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover, God, and that you will keep them, oh, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. So we do love you, and we do bless you, and we do honor you on today, Father, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. So now, Heavenly Father, God, we just come, Lord God, asking in Jesus' name, oh, God, that you would begin to do, God, that you would begin to save and cover, oh, God, and to bring us, oh, Lord God, into a place of peace, God. Father, we understand that your word says to be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, to make our request known unto you, oh, God. So, Father God, we come with a request, oh, Lord God. We come with a request, oh, God, that you would begin to pray and cover and keep families together, oh, Lord God. We come, oh, Lord God, asking in the name of Jesus that you would step in, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Step in to the many people, God, who live in darkness, oh, Lord God, as a result of being in an abusive relationship, God. Father, we pray that you will help them to recognize that abuse can come in different forms, oh, Lord God, and that they'll understand if it's physical, if it's mental, if it's emotional, oh, God, enlighten them, oh, Lord God. Provide them with wisdom to see when things are not right within the relationship, oh, Lord God, where frustration and confusion has come in, oh, Lord God, where they feel powerless and fearful, oh, Lord God. We pray now, God, that you would grant them your peace and uphold them with your mighty hand in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we stand against all types of domestic violence, oh, Lord God, all types of abuse, oh, Lord God, within the family. And we bind the evil spirit that's associated. We bind the enemy that would try to tear up the family. We bind the enemy that would tear the innocence out of a child, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray now, God, that you would begin to stand and restore the family unit, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against depression that's associated with domestic violence, oh, Lord God. We bind the spirit of depression, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray now, God, that you will help them to feel safe, to let them know, God, that they are of value to you. Abba, Father, we pray that they will understand and know that domestic violence is not something that you created, but that it was something that was created by the enemy, and that you said that you've given us power over all spirits of darkness and over everything that the enemy would try to bring against us, oh Lord God. So we come against that person that's feeling rejected, dejected, oh Lord God. We come against that person who's feeling powerless, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of feeling powerless. We come against the spirit of feeling dejected. We come against the spirit of feeling rejected, oh Lord God, and let them know that they can do all things through Christ, who strengthens them. Help the ones that need to stand up and declare that no weapon formed against them will prosper, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, and that they're delivered by the blood of the Lamb, oh God, and that they are children of the Most High God, and that you are Abba Father, and that you care, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we continue to pray for the abusers, oh, Lord God, that you will have your way with them, oh, Lord God. We believe you, God, whether they're male or whether they're female, God. We believe you, God, to pull them out of that place of an abusive mindset, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah. Help them to know that they don't have the desire. They don't have to give in to the desire to be in control. They don't have to give in to the desire to manipulate their partners. They don't have to give in, God. But lead them, oh God, into the truth of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lead them, oh Lord God, to the rivers of living waters, oh Lord God, that it will begin to flow and purify and cleanse, Father, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray now, Father, for complete healing, complete restoration, complete and godly protection, God, for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray it now in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, and we lift up the word that says you would keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because we trust in you, God. Help them to know that your desire is for them to be in perfect peace, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So establish your peace in us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says in James 1:19-20, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Show us, O Lord God. Show us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we do so love you on today, God. We honor you on today. And we thank you, O Lord God, for hearing our prayers, O God. We thank you, O God, for giving peace to the listeners, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We just thank you, and we just admonish you on today, God. We thank you for being Abba Father. We thank you, God, for being the very present help, O Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we count this prayer as done by faith. It is so. And so it is in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen again. Hallelujah. We do so thank you for joining us on tonight's segment of Breaking the Silence. I'm your host, Pastor Katie Pierce, and I do appreciate you joining us on tonight. We would like to hear from you on Facebook. We'd like to hear from you if you could begin to go to our website. We do have a website, Hope Alliance, Inc. Hope is H period, O period, P period, E period, Alliance, Inc. Go to us on our website and give us some feedback. Let us know how you're enjoying these segments or what it is that you need for us to address and talk about on your behalf. We are here for you. We are here to minister to you. We are here to be your servant. And so, again, if you need to reach out to us, you're more than welcome to do so. Hit us up on Facebook, amen, on our website, or you're welcome to call me at 708-574-2533. You're welcome to call me if you need some assistance, some guidance, some direction, or just prayer. I'm available to you. So I would just like to extend that invitation to you that you're more than welcome to reach out to us, and we want to be a help to you. Okay? Thank you so much again for joining us, and until next week, may God's greatest and may God's best be yours. Good night, everyone.